Hello, and welcome to Culture Shocked, the pop culture podcast brought to you by three aging millennials and our outdated opinions. Sometimes, when we get together, we just can't seem to stay focused at the beginning of a session. And sometimes, I hit that little record button and see where it goes. This is one of those times.
R2 could get together with the guys that did Scatman and do
it. That's right.
That'd be both of my... That's funny. I instantly did the Scatman and you went right to the R2. I was like... Mike, give us the Scatman real quick, the intro. You know that song? God.
Yeah. I love
give us
that
the,
song.
Give us the intro.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, that's not bad.
That's pretty damn close.
Close enough.
Yeah, that kind of worries me that you listen to that song way too much.
Yeah. Now I'm starting to think that he really does love that song.
I really do love that song. I wasn't joking.
He nailed every cadence.
And Adrian, what does that song make you think of?
Oh, of course. Nothing to Lose.
Yep, me too.
There's a spider on your head. I don't know what that means, man.
I don't know your urban slang.
Yeah, I don't know your urban slang.
What does it mean? It means there's a goddamn spider on your head.
On your goddamn head, man. Well, get it off. That makes me think of, fuck it. Well, first of all, it makes me think of Rock Bottom SpongeBob. But who's the character? It's like, I think it's a cartoon character. He doesn't speak English. He's just like, yeah. I can't think of who it is. It's not Wild Thornberrys.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, which, Wild Thornberrys is Donnie. He does that.
Yeah, he does. He kind of does that. Maybe that's who I'm thinking.
Hey, we know a Donnie that does that anyway without it being the Wild Thornberrys.
Yeah, what an idiot.
He just doesn't make sense at all.
Oh, yeah, our Donnie has a song inspired for him called, it was Rodney Carrington. Is that him who sings that, Corey?
I think it is, yeah. I think him or David Allan Coe.
We won't say the name of the song, but
yeah, probably should.
I don't think I'm a fan of your name there, Adrian.
Oh wait, you know what?
How dare you?
That song might be Larry the Cable Guy.
Wait, really?
I think it might.
Oh wait, that might be. Mike, you know, give me a chance to counter my argument when we get to it.
just saying. I don't know.
Just give him a chance.
I don't know that I 100% know what Mike's is.
Oh, I get it. You would get it if you really think about it.
Jake Lloyd. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Thank you.
I forgot it was Jake Lloyd for a second there.
Just give it a chance, Mike. Just give that him a part chance.
That part of the movie just. I had to get rid of it.
That part was one of the hardest times I laughed in my life was just listening to that song at work. People thought I was so fucked up. I just have my headphones in. I start laughing hysterically like fucking Joker. What's so funny? I think the way I was explaining it made it even less funny because I'm in tears and they're like, what's so fucking funny? I'm like, have you heard Scatman? is that?
it's like trying to explain to somebody why a dream was funny. You're never going to.
Have you actually seen what Scatman John looks like?
No.
I'm assuming it looks like Burt Reynolds.
It's going to make you laugh even more.
I don't know why.
I'm trying to his voice cadence. Like, what would that guy look like? Tiny Tim?
What does it sound like when he orders a sandwich at a restaurant? How would you have a corned beef?
They're like, sir, you're going to need to run that back a little bit slower. I need a much. Sir, chill the fuck out.
It's a corned beef.
he goes up to the subway line. Let me get a sweet chicken on your steak. I'm gonna let us.
That totally makes it. He looks like Hitler, man. Jesus.
Corey, hear me out. That is Hitler mixed with Andy Farrant.
Oh, God.
Outside Xbox.
Oh, Andy.
Oh, no. What a great tragedy. I look like Adolf Hitler. They're British.
Funny.
That makes more sense.
They're the ones that do the Disney Channel podcast I told you about.
Oh, yeah.
They do original Disney movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, mom, no. Mom can't cook.
I just imagine what I'm saying when he sees that.
What would you say that?
Luke, oh, no. It appears you look like a dictator. Yeah, that kind of sound like C-3PO.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. You look like a Hitler. A lot of
Star Wars references, and we are only 5 minutes in.
Master Scatman, you look like Hitler. It's quite troubling.
Yeah, that dude's wild. What else did he do? Was he just the scat man? Did he have a bunch of like
Master Jamie, why are we in the wrong movie?
He has an entire album. It's just like different tones.
I wasn't too far off when I said Burt Reynolds. No. Which was very Burt Reynolds.
No, when he smiles, he looks a little friendlier.
When Scat Man smiles.
I don't want to see him smile. I like what I see right now. Oh, God. It takes me mad.
He was singing that song earlier, except it was about Scatman.
That's what Scatman is singing. He's just doing it really fast. I get it.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
God damn it. I love that song.
I really love that song.
I don't even know any words in the song other than I'm a Scatman.
And then ski bop bop bada boop.
Are those words?
Bop bop bada boop.
Yeah.
And it's Scat.
That's true, Scat. Scat is essentially like another jazz, like The Office is. Jazz is stupid. Just play the right chords.
Scat literally is just noises and jazz. That's all it is. What would you guys crazy noises to make beats and stuff?
Would you guys rather go to like a 3-hour show of scatting or yodeling?
Oh God,
scatting.
Scatting?
Scatting for sure.
I don't know. That would get so infuriating.
Mike hates you. Yeah, imagine an hour in heaven. Bop, 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 boop, and a bop, boop.
I think after 10 minutes, I'd be covering my ears like, oh my God, shut the fuck up.
I just imagine them scatting up there and they're tired. They're like, like, you know, you guys could take like 15 minutes.
Does the scatting come with, does it come with like techno music?
Scatting and techno?
Well, that's kind of, I mean, the Scatman.
Yeah,
Scatman's song is techno.
Listen. Well, nobody listens to techno.
All right, Eminem.
You see,
Adrian goes back to Eminem every fucking time.
I do. Well, since Mike's name has been the real Mike Shady, I've been using Eminem more. That's been the whole reason.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It's all part of our plan to get our newest podcast host. What?
Eminem?
Yeah.
We're trying to get Marshall on the podcast? Eminem.
I wish we could get that guy. Have you seen the guy, like the social media TikToks and shit? Like Eminem doing everyday things and like he can't stop rapping?
No.
He's like, I'm going to grab this orange and fix that door hinge. Then I'm going to fold the blanket and then I'm going to crank it. She's like, so I heard the kid was bullying you and fooling you. And like, he can't stop fucking rapping. I got to buy some bread. Then I got to go home. Then I got to.
Oh, I have seen that guy. Yeah. I know what you're talking about now.
Every day, minute things, he just can't stop fucking like freestyling and riffing. At the end of some of his video, he'll look and be like, damn, I'm dope.
Is it possible I'm dope as fuck?
Did you guys ever see the Eminem one? And he was there for the Michigan game, all fucked up in the studio with Kirk Herbstreit, and they're trying to interview him, and he's just like,
oh, yeah. Oh,
that's great. That was great.
This is the longest GIF ever.
Yeah, it went on for a while.
The longest GIF?
He put a GIF of the Scat Man on there and it just keeps going.
Is it the whole song?
It's almost the whole music video.
We may have just found the longest GIF ever.
It could be. You do realize that this what we're doing here probably earned this, or Scat Man John, the song Scat Man, 5 extra listens than it normally gets.
Well, dude, I mean, you know, he deserves all those listens.
I mean, I'm going to listen to it myself, so.
I might listen to it right now.
Will you focus?
I can't. I got scat in the brain.
I got scat.
That's not good.
You can't separate a man and his scat.
Don't you come scat between man and Hat Man? Scat
Man John and Lou Bega? What?
Listen, boy, these colors don't run.
Lou Bega makes
sense. Wait, what?
I found a song with Scat Man John and Lou Bega.
And Lou Bega?
Like Mambo number 5 with scatting in it?
Maybe. It's Mambo number.
That's not a number, John.
I didn't think that Scat Man John would have more than one song.
Well, I mean, statistically, he had to have more than one song. That would be legendary if you literally dropped one song, people loved it, and you never did anything again.
Never released anything else? That'd be great.
That would be sick. I bet you, like, internet people have done that with, like, their...
Holy shit.
That like kind of happened rain. With...
okay, so... That kind of happened
with...
Who?
What's the book? Atticus you Finch.
Should... Oh, To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird. That kind of happened with To Kill a Mockingbird.
What would
it the author never put out another, like, good book.
Wait, really?
Harper Lee. Yeah, Harper never. Lee, yeah. I don't know that she ever even wrote another book. I don't remember.
Well, not putting out another book that was successful and not ever writing a book are two different things. Did she never, like, ever put another book to print, like another novel?
Well, I don't think so, because I remember it being a big deal a couple years ago that she was going to finally write another book. I think people
were,
I guess. Yeah, the only two are To Kill a Mockingbird in 1960 and Go Set a Watchman in 2015.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Only
that's
two
that's crazy.
Yeah, so she kind of did that. She put out one amazing classic and then never did another book.
Guys, I guess, like, actors and shit do the same kind of thing. Like, Josh Hartnett, he left the spotlight for, like, two decades to be with family, and he just didn't like the way things work behind the scenes, and, you know, Hollywood.
I think the best example of that is probably
Brendan.
This is not good that I'm forgetting names tonight. We're doing an episode.
Yeah.
Rick
Moranis.
Astley. Moranis.
That's how both, that feels.
We both came up with one, except yours was what he was actually talking about. Yeah. I went with Rick Astley.
I knew who he was trying to think of. So the funny part is, I heard Rick, I knew.
The funny part is, when I said Rick, Astley was the first name that popped up in my head.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, that's obviously not right.
Did you see him doing it?
I would never.
Rick rolling the whole Foo Fighters audience?
Yes.
Dave Grohl had him come up. He's like, get your ass out here.
So seriously, Scatman John gets 2.3 million listeners monthly on Spotify.
No shit. Wow. 2.2 of those are that song.
Well, that song has a total of 210 million listens.
1,000 of those are me.
I haven't heard this song in years. Well, there was a 2003 radio edit, DJ Kadozer.
DJ Kadozer.
Great.
So that's good stuff.
Ooh.
It says Harper Lee, who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, wrote it in 1960, won the Pulitzer Prize, became a classic of modern American literature, and then just never wrote another book. Damn, she kind of helped a friend of hers write a book, but she never wrote anything else except that one in 2015. Then she died in 2016.
Jesus. That's a fucking mic drop moment.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, of course I could write another fucking best-selling novel. Of course I could change the world.
And apparently the Go Set a Watchman was actually a sequel to Kill a Mockingbird, I think. And it didn't do great.
A sequel to Kill a Mockingbird?
I think that's what it was. I remember reading about it, but I don't remember. Yeah, a novel by Harper Lee that was published in 2015.
Sorry, I'm just dancing over here.
What does Atticus do in Go Set a Watchman? So yeah, it must be a sequel.
That's strange. I never knew about that. That's definitely on one of those YouTube, like, 10 sequels you didn't know existed.
Yeah, probably.
I forgot how much this song slaps. Isn't that what the kids say nowadays?
The reviews are 50-50, fives and ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Half of them are five star, like half of them are one?
It's only 84 ratings, but it's a 3.3 out of 5.
I don't even know what you guys are
talking
about.
And half of them are five, half of them are ones, and then there's like some four, threes, and twos.
Okay.
Do you not know who Harper Lee is?
No, I do. That's what you're still talking about, Harper Lee. Sorry, I was listening.
Oh, you're zoning out. Okay.
Was listening to Scatman.
Oh, Jesus, Mike. God damn it.
I said I was going to. I was dancing over here.
I guess you didn't hide that from us. You did tell us you were going to do that.
Yeah, he just blatantly said it. Like,
I just expected more from Mike, you know? I don't know why
you
I
should
did.
Probably expect less.
I don't know why I fucking did.
We are going to do that. That is going to happen again.
Am I too angry about this?
What? Expecting less?
Oh, no. It was a...
We're listening, or are we going to listen to Scatman again? We're going to do that again?
Of course.
No. Obviously. Well, I mean, eventually, yeah.
Oh, sad news coming out of video games today.
Who
Peaches
died?
Was officially dropped from the shortlist to win an Oscar.
What was?
Peaches. Oh, Jack Black's Peaches.
Oh.
But very high on the list and still climbing as I'm Just Ken, so we could still get one worth winning.
Didn't you say out of video games?
Well, Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. It's a video game movie, but
yeah, like video games never win awards in movies. So like when this came out, we were talking about how this is like one of the first things video games might get acknowledged for.
The Super Mario movie could definitely win something, couldn't it? Like for its like fucking animated visuals. Yeah, animated. But
they only do in the Oscars like two animated things, I think.
Yeah.
And I think one of them is original idea, so they can't win that.
And that one's Illumination Studios. I feel like
they don't win a lot.
I feel like Across the Spider-Verse would be more deserving.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's more deserving. I mean, the Mario movie looked great, but for what you expect out of a Mario movie, I think it looked perfect. But, you know, just I love the unique style of the Spider-Verse movies and the new Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah.
I'm just always going to be a fan. I mean, unless it looks fucking awful, I'm always going to be a fan of weird kinds of animations. Something about that just gets my attention more than your standard Pixar.
Yeah, I feel like Across the Spider-Verse or the Mutant Mayhem Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie has a chance.
Yeah.
I love the Mario movie, and I do hope I do want them to do more, but I don't know that it'll win Best Animated Movie of the Year. Probably not.
Yeah, it's a hard year to compete when Spider-Verse comes out.
I mean, I'm assuming that the Teenage Kraken movie will win all the awards, but
Teenage Kraken?
Yeah, so you don't even know what it is.
I'm like, is that the name of the movie?
Rudy Gilman, Teenage Kraken.
Oh yeah, I remember you talked, or someone was talking about that. What a dumb fucking title!
It's a dumb fucking movie.
Is it?
Yeah, the Paw Patrol movie. I guess it could win because that's a big, you know.
Oh God,
people love Paw Patrol. The kids do anyway.
Yeah. Fuck those kids.
Fuck those bitches. I don't know why Barbie isn't animated. I guess there's a little bit of animation to it.
Yeah. I'm going to lose my fucking shit if...
Resident Evil Death Island?
No, if Five Nights at Freddy's wins like the best horror movie of the year.
Wins animated?
No, best horror movie.
Oh, that would piss me off.
I'm going to be so upset.
But you know what? I've been pissed at the Oscars for dumber things, so I can see it happening.
Yeah. It would be like probably the fan pick because it's like every fucking theater, like there was standing applause that opening weekend for that movie. And I went to the theater and everybody around me was fucking clapping. And I'm like, okay.
So, Corey, I have a food question for you.
Okay.
If you just made noodles, right?
I did.
In this example, jumbo shells.
Okay.
If you're trying to keep them for the next day to stuff them with something, how would you keep them without them getting bad or ruined?
After cooked. Rinse them off real good. Put them in a bag with olive oil and they won't stick together.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Continue your movie talk.
Thank you. Were we talking about movies? I don't remember.
I don't know, Captain. I'm the captain now. Look at me.
That was a pretty good movie that doesn't get talked about much.
Yeah, that one really came and went.
It did. Usually with Tom Hanks, you assume it's going to be there forever, but...
Right. Yeah, I don't think I could put it with my favorite Tom Hanks movies, because my favorite Tom Hanks movies are like two top 10 movies of all time for me.
What's that? Oh, well, I know one of them.
Forrest Gump and Green Mile.
Green Mile's the one I knew, and Forrest Gump, yeah, it's another really good one.
Yeah. Yeah, those are two of my all-timers. Top 10, I don't know. That's just like, I just said that like hyperbolic. I'd have to actually think about it, but Forrest Gump would almost certainly make my top 5 probably. And I think Green Mile would make my top 10.
Gay.
Gay.
Gay. Was that a Shaun of the Dead? Gay. Yeah. I love that movie so much.
Yeah, I'll stop doing it when you stop laughing. And for the record, I was not just eating a Twizzler. It's a sweet tart rope.
All right. You don't have to prove it. It's fine.
I hate Twizzlers. Okay. These are way different.
I'm more cultured.
Shocked.
Hey. I like to go more for straight up just all berry cereal.
Up there. Yeah. Okay. It finally came in. The all berries?
Yeah.
What is that? Just like a little snack size?
Yeah. It's just a bag of cereal that I bought for breakfast. I just haven't eaten it yet.
Why do you have it with you now? You just like eat dry?
It's just cereal. It's just sitting beside me on my nightstand.
Oh, okay.
When I brought home all my stuff, it was the only food in there. We brought everything upstairs, so I just had it up here.
Right. So I just carry this now.
Yeah, it's just how I roll.
I take it with me everywhere. Hey, Mike, say something.
Something.
Well, that's going to do it for this Behind the Curtain bonus episode. That one thing we said sure was funny, huh? Anyhow, we have a Patreon now. For as little as $1, you can help us keep the lights on over here and bring you bigger and better things. You get access to our members-only Discord. Once per month, we involve all our patrons and let them choose what we talk about. For that and so many more benefits, head over to patreon.com/cultureshockedpodcast and sign up. If you'd like to see any more of Adrian's shenanigans, head on over to YouTube, where he does all of his movie reviews, tier lists, and live streams. That's at youtube.com/bakerreviews. youtube.com/bakerreviews. Thanks, me. And if you'd like to follow us on all the socials, on Facebook, it's Culture Shocked Podcast. On Instagram, it's Culture Shock 21. On TikTok, it's CS Podcast 21. And on Twitter, X, where I spend most of my time, it's also CS Podcast 21. That's going to do it for this peek behind the curtain. Thanks for listening.